Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today is warm and sunny across Israel. In Jerusalem, the sun is shining brightly. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies, perfect for a stroll along the beach. Haifa feels a gentle breeze, making it a pleasant day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post, Iran claims to have struck U.S.-linked targets and warns Gulf states against aiding attacks. This was reported earlier this hour. Also, Israel Hayom highlights the American dilemma between Iran and Lebanon, emphasizing a quiet hope in Israel amidst historical tensions. This report came in earlier today. Also this hour, concerns arise in the agreement with Lebanon as Hezbollah's strength appears unchanged. Israel Hayom gives this update from a short time ago. Separately, Axios reports that Iran has fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire. This development could unravel negotiations. And finally, the Times of Israel reflects on Operation Thunderbolt, marking 50 years since the daring IDF rescue in Entebbe. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English shared just minutes ago that the U.S. Central Command released footage of a claimed strike on Iran, marking the first since a memorandum was signed. Middle East 24 noted earlier today a historic handshake in Washington. Lebanese ambassadors and the U.S. Secretary of State celebrated the signing of the Lebanon-Israel Framework Agreement. Memory posted earlier today that Arab journalists criticized the memorandum with Iran, fearing it might empower the nation further. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the strike on U.S.-linked targets, Iran's foreign ministry claims the action was a response to U.S. aggression. This follows accusations of an attack on Lebanon in coordination with the United States. The situation remains tense, with Gulf states urged to distance themselves. The implications could escalate regional tensions and impact diplomatic relations. Turning to the American dilemma, Israel Hayom explores the complex history between Israel and Lebanon. Despite past agreements, there's skepticism about their effectiveness. This context underscores Israel's cautious optimism as diplomatic efforts continue. The potential for peace remains uncertain. Meanwhile, concerns over Hezbollah's influence continue to loom. A Hezbollah representative dismissed the recent agreement's validity. Israel Hayom reports that this stance might undermine further diplomatic progress. The stability of the region hangs in the balance as these dynamics unfold. In related news, Iran's missile launch towards Israel marks a significant shift since the ceasefire. Axios notes this could jeopardize ongoing negotiations. The risk of conflict escalation is high, with potential repercussions for regional security. Civilians and diplomatic efforts may face increased challenges. Finally, the Times of Israel commemorates the 50th anniversary of Operation Thunderbolt. This historic IDF rescue operation in Entebbe remains a symbol of Israeli courage and resolve. The anniversary serves as a reminder of past challenges and achievements. On the economic front, first, Israeli companies are reevaluating their presence in Turkey. Globes reports that Hamat has exited, while others like Teva and ICL remain despite political tensions. Separately, Israel Hayom Business explores modern marketing. Companies are finding new ways to connect with consumers, emphasizing relationships over direct sales. And finally, Walla Business discusses the AI revolution's unintended effects. An EY survey reveals a majority of U.S. office workers face increased workloads despite AI's promise to streamline tasks. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.